You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Riyad Mahrez to score in a Leicester win is subject to the enhanced odds here, 3-1 from 19-10. And Alberto Pelosi to score in a Swansea win is 10-1 enhanced from 8-1. Leicester had a little bit of a stumble, only drawing 2-2 last weekend. Derek, we'll start with you here. And they take on a Swansea side that don't really need to win. So will it be back to business as usual for Leicester, or is this the first sign of a bit of a wobble in them?
8-11 Leicester, to me, is a gift. It's just a side top of the league.
It looks a cracker, doesn't it, this one?
To our home, to the side where obviously we've nothing to play for and played like that last time out. I picked Holden Leicester's performance at the weekend when they drew 2-2. I thought it was disappointing, to be honest. I mean, I know a point looks great considering they were down to 10 men, but I didn't see anything from them that made me think, you know, this is a side that's going to coast to the title. In fact, I still think Tottenham will get the title. But Leicester are not going to slip up in this game. It's the future, the last three that they're going to slip up in. Now, without Jamie Vardy, and we all know that, he's suffering from third-degree grass burns. I can't believe Roy Hodgson, the England manager, was defending him, saying that he didn't dive, he doesn't dive. I mean, Vardy's had a lot of pats on the back this season, and to be fair, he only went down from six of them. I mean, the guy is one of the biggest divers in the Premier League, and he deserved to get sent off last week. He will be missed by Leicester, because the way they play, he's just tremendous for them. But they're only playing Swansea, who've given up, and they're the league leaders, and they're almost even money. It's a ridiculous price, it really is, and I'll be backing Leicester, even though I still don't think they'll win the title now.
Strong on Leicester then. Dave, you had a sign of agreement in there as well?
Yeah, I think Leicester are a good bet here at 8-11. Just to elaborate on what Derek said about Leicester City without Jamie Vardy, they do struggle without him. Since they got back in the Premier League, they've played 12 games without Vardy starting those games, and they've lost six and won just three. So they do struggle without him. And so far this season, his goals, 22 of them in total, have won Leicester 21 points in the Premier League, which is more than any other team. But is it really a wobble drawing 2-2 at home against West Ham? We all know about West Ham's away record in the league this season. And I think they might even feel buoyed by the manner of that result, given they had that last-minute penalty, which was never a penalty, and Ajoa converted it. So I don't think that's a real negative. I just wonder how they'll set up without Vardy. I think that's going to be crucial, because the assumption is Leonardo Ajoa will come in and he'll slot in straight up front where Vardy is. But they're such different players. Ajoa's got nothing like the pace of Vardy. I reckon he might play either Jeffrey Schlupp up front with Okazaki in behind, or give Damari Gray a chance up front with Okazaki in behind, because they have more pace and will be able to stretch Swansea. But you've got to be with Leicester here, unbeaten in 8 Premier League games, winning 6 and drawing 2 on home soil. They've won each of their last 5 against Swansea in all competitions, and unbeaten in the last 11 against the Swans as well, winning 8 of those and drawing 3. Leicester are a really good bet here. Swansea have nothing to play for. I think Riyad Mahrez, who scored a hat-trick in the reverse fixture against Swansea when they won 3-0 earlier on in the season, he'll come good. Mahrez to score, Leicester to win 3-1. But best bet, Leicester 8-11 to win this game.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.